This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
A number that they don't want to talk about, but the number 4.1 was great. But we're going to go a lot higher than that. But if I didn't do anything with trade, just kept quiet. Let them continue to take advantage of us. Nobody says anything. I think you would have been up another 40, 50, 60%. But eventually, you would have had to pay the piper, eventually. And we're not going to do that. We're going to do something. We're going to make our country so much richer than it's ever been.
President Trump last night touting the economy in the bellwether state of Ohio ahead of a congressional special election this upcoming Tuesday. Supporters say that Trump should focus more on the economy headed into the midterms. A Wall Street Journal op-ed written by Kimberly Strassel on Friday said that Trump has a solid record, but he's too busy making noise to tout it. In her piece, she goes on to say this: to hold the House and increase their Senate majority, Republicans must go to do two things. Get out their base and bring along the center. The president, with an unrivaled bully pulpit, has instituted policies that provide him a near-perfect message for those tasks. Let's bring in our panel to talk about this. Alan Dershowitz is Harvard Law Professor Emeritus and author of the new book, The Case Against Impeaching Trump. Mark Penn is a former Clinton strategist and chairman of the Harris Poll. Also with us is Senator Al D'Amato, a former New York senator and Fox News contributor. Gentlemen, it's great to see all of you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Let me kick it up with you, Alan, and get your thoughts on the way the president is communicating. I mean, look, you look at the list that Kim Strassel brings up. You know, wages up 3% year over year, the fastest pace in a decade, average home values rising at twice that pace, unemployment hitting record lows, second quarter economic growth at 4.1%. And yet all we hear about in the mainstream media is Michael Cohen and Russia and all of these negative headlines against the president.
Well, we also hear appropriately about his immigration policy, separating families, about his anti-environmental policy, about his pick for the Supreme Court, about his concerns that are raised about health care. Look, it's been a mixed picture. I think his policies on the economy have been good. His policy on Iran has turned out to be positive. Recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is good, but there are some very bad things about not only his policies, but the way he expresses them. His statements about low IQ regarding African Americans certainly is not going to help him in the African American community.
But so he was talking about Maxine Waters, right? Are you referring to the comments you made about Maxine Waters?
And LeBron James and Don Lemon. And look, he just ought to stay away from those kinds of statements and the kinds of statements he has made in other issues as well. So it's part of the problem is that he has covered up his own accomplishments by the way he speaks about some issues. And he can do a much better job in communicating the positives. He would stay away from using that kind of language.
And going into the midterm elections, the stakes could not be higher, Mark Penn. Tell us what your Harris poll tells you here going into the midterms. And is he communicating the positive stories, like the economic stories, like Jerusalem, like, you know, pulling out of the Iran deal, North Korea, enough?
Well, I think when you look at the polls, the president's at about 45% approval, just a little bit below what you really need to have a comfortable victory. He's at 55% approval on the economy. 70% say the economy is going in the right direction.
70%.
Right. So that's a tremendous number. But on the other hand, on the congressional kind of horse race, they're losing by 7 or 8 points. So there's a blue edge right now baked in. Independent women voters and working class voters who usually don't turn out in midterms are the two key constituencies here. He's going for the base. He may leave behind the independent women. And so he's got a tough strategy here to figure out. Right now, I think he's going a little bit too much more base and is losing too much of the center.
Senator, how do you see it?
You know, I think Alan Dershowitz and Mark have pointed out that basically he has the ability to really carry the day. Concentrate on your message. Don't get distracted by this dispute with LeBron James.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what we do, and glad that you're joining in, sharing a part of your day, and joining in on the good fight as well. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Barth is with us right now, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. Always good to be talking to you. Start the week, and let's just look over the shoulder and see what they were talking about on the Sunday news shows. Of course, it's all Russia, Russia, Russia. It just keeps on going. I mean, like, that's the only thing that we need to focus on. I mean, I just am concerned, Megan, that with all this focus on Russia, what are we missing?
Yeah, all this talk about Russian collusion is nothing but a smoke and mirrors campaign that was orchestrated by the Obama administration to protect Hillary Clinton and other Democrats who were involved in a massive spy operation of a political campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk about the Russian collusion between Hillary and Bill and Russian oligarchs or the Obama's administration collusion between Russian or how he helped Russia by moving the Syrian red line, funding Iran, ignoring North Korea, etc. So this whole Russian hoax, which Donald Trump had mentioned at one of his rallies, I believe it was in Florida, Chris Wallace of Sunday Morning would not let off that, which is it? Is Russia a hoax or did Russia meddle in our elections? Well, you know, the press is purposely conflating the president's statements. The Russian hoax is specific to the collusion aspect that the press and the Democrats have accused this administration of nearly for 2 years, that somehow this collusion lended itself to a Trump victory at the polls, which couldn't
That's the bottom
be further,
line. Yeah,
which
exactly.
couldn't be further from the truth. And so did Russia meddle in our elections? Yes, we've already admitted that. We actually have a DHS now that is leading the way in protecting our systems from, you know, cyber interference. We have social media companies like Facebook who now just, I think, deleted maybe 30 accounts or something. So this is more, actually, our DHS is doing more than the Obama administration ever did. And we cannot forget that the Obama administration was charged by the state of Georgia for hacking in to the state's voter registration systems, if you remember that.
Exactly. Right. Right. So it seems to me there was more – this has been our point for the last several weeks, Megan. I think you and I touched on this last week, is that we're forgetting that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. Well, the media is purposely ignoring it and everybody else because we're so focused on Russia. It's like, well, when I think about meddling and collusion, it definitely came more from Hillary Clinton and the DNC than Russia in terms of their outright meddling and interference. I mean, look what they did with Bernie Sanders. I mean, this thing was supposed to have been in the bag. The fix was in, and guess what happened? It didn't happen. The fix didn't happen.
Right. The fix didn't happen. I mean, they rigged the primary using the superdelegate system in order to put Hillary over the top, thereby basically screwing the Bernie Sanders campaign.
You see, hang on real quick. I want to pause for just a minute and insert really quick. Remember what happened in California.
Right.
I mean, all of a sudden there was an announcement that just, a day or two before the primaries, they announced, well, no, Hillary's in. She's got all the numbers. It's a fait accompli. So then what happens? It's a runaway for Hillary in California. And Bernie Sanders is sitting there going, what just happened? Well,
yeah, and the Bernie Sanders campaign actually sued the DNC. And I believe that lawsuit is still ongoing. I'd have to check on it, but I believe it's still viable. Because of all the shenanigans of the DNC at the time, led by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was fired from the DNC because of her meddling in the election, and Donna Brazile then became the chair. And Donna Brazile basically said that she saw a lot of things that concerned her. This was in her book, which she dedicated to Seth Rich. And in her book, she admits to losing sleep, sleeping with the blinds open, believing that she was being followed. Well, if she was going to speak out against the DNC, then obviously she was scared of her own party or what her own party could potentially do to her for singing, talking about the truth about her findings. Now, we can't also forget the email from Hillary Clinton to Donna Brazile saying, you better fix this or they're all going to have us hanging by nooses.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I mean, this was, and I don't blame Donna Brazile for being nervous, especially you mentioned Seth Rich, a mystery that continues to this day, and another one of the body count that lies in the wake of the Clinton family. I mean, I keep asking people, you know, Megan, how many people do you know that have that have been associated with people dying? You know, maybe kind of maybe one person, or it's an odd deal, but there are so many people who die around the Clintons that it's like, I mean, you have to purposely ignore the fallout here. The Clinton name and somebody dies, it's too crazy. I know it sounds conspiratorial, but it just seems so obvious to me that, you know, there's just something not right about this family.
Well, there is a large body bag count, which, you know, should draw anyone's attention, right? Like, I've never had, you know, over two dozen people just seem to end up in body bags. But, you know, I remember a article, and it was written by BuzzFeed, Why Democrats Love to Spy on Americans. And this came in the wake of the death of Michael Hastings. Michael Hastings, to me, was like the first Seth Rich. He was a reporter or a journalist for Rolling Stone who was getting very close to the deep state, uncovering the massive spy operation then headed by John Brennan and James Clapper. And he was publishing stories in Rolling Stone and other, you know, left-wing magazines, and then all of a sudden ended up dead. He was driving his car, I believe it was a Mercedes, down the streets of Los Angeles, and all of a sudden his car sped up, went out of control, and hit a tree. And no one has really explained that, but he was snuffed, in my opinion, because he was uncovering, he was unmasking the bad actors in the deep state, and his death was under highly suspicious circumstances. You know, these people, James Comey, John Brennan, Clapper, even Mueller at the time, were working on behalf of a political party. They were not working on behalf of the people to protect them from terrorism. They were unmasking hundreds and hundreds of innocent Americans. If you look at how unmasking was supposed to be a very rare occurrence, very, very rare through the FISA court. 10 years ago, I think there was an unmasking of like 3,000 people. In Barack Obama's last year, they unmasked over 30,000 people.
Right. Especially in the last, 60 days?
Oh, yeah. The last 60 days, it was like full force ahead. We know of at least 200 people just in and around the Trump campaign.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth. We're reviewing the highlights, lowlights of the Sunday talk shows. And, of course, a spattering of other things that you need to be aware of that's happening in your government. This is Bill Martinez. We're 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Yeah. Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the way you like us, fresh and independent. And, of course, we have Megan Barth, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, as we're taking a look over the shoulder at the Sunday news shows. Megan, what did you make of Marco Rubio coming on and talking about, and I think it could make a little bit of sense. I know that Congress and the Beltway is beside themselves over, you know, Trump's lack of, I guess, either anxiety or whatever you want to call it, a heated response and inflammatory statements aimed at Vladimir Putin. The Helsinki summit is still driving them nuts. And to kind of assuage things, you know, the Senate says, and Marco Rubio says, maybe we ought to just put it out front in front of Putin and say, look, if you mess around, these are the consequences. We're going to tell you in advance what is going to happen. And Congress is getting involved to make sure that that's a stated end and goal so that there's no question it just happens if there's more Russian meddling.
Yeah. I don't like it at all. And the reason I don't like Marco's approach to this is, number one, again, he's partnering with Democrats to create a law that doesn't necessarily need to exist. Sanctions don't have to be in a law. We don't need another law in Congress in order to assuage Russian from meddling in our elections. What we do need to do is take our national security very seriously. How about Marco Rubio, in order to protect our elections, how about he write a voter ID law?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we can make sure that Russian immigrants that are here that haven't been naturalized don't vote in our elections.
Mm-hmm.
We can make sure that illegal aliens who are penetrating our border, who the Democrats would like to protect with lawyers and judges and the ACLU, are not registering illegal aliens to vote. And I just had this question posed to me from a Twitter user or one of my fans on my Facebook page at Reagan Babe. You know, how can they register illegal alien voters? Well, they can. And why can they? Because only four states in our entire republic check for citizenship of registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
Only four.
Right.
So in the other 46 states, the Democrats are having a field day because the states do not check. They're on an honor system, which means that illegal aliens have to come forward. If they ever want to be naturalized, they cannot vote. That is an automatic felony, and then they risk their naturalization. But if they want to stay in the shadows forever, which most of them do because it's a financial windfall for them,
mm-hmm.
then they can just vote to perpetuity,
right.
Because no one is checking. So if Marco Rubio really wants to protect our elections from foreign interference, write a voter ID law.
Mm-hmm.
Write a citizenship law.
Well, in your, you know, and I would agree in part. I think that what happens is because the way Congress is being run and the way it's not running very effectively on behalf of we the people, we get sidestepped and distracted by, you know, trying to chase other issues instead of just doing what's right to begin with. If the system is wrong, then you're going to get the wrong results. And this is where we are right now. I mean, just enforce the system. You know, if voting is that important, which we all say it is, or most of us say it is, then we should ensure the integrity of the vote. And so people have been asking this forever, you know, why not voter ID law? And, of course, you know, somehow I guess black America cannot figure out how to get an ID, you know, because Maxine Waters and all the black activists go nuts over a voter ID law. I mean, this is pretty academic, is it not?
Well, of course it's academic, but the Democrats are going to use fear and, you know, in the form of racism in order to scare everyone into believing that a certain minority or a certain section of society is going to be disenfranchised by having an ID. Nothing can be further from the truth. And the fact that Donald Trump actually mentioned voter ID at his Florida rally finally
yes.
put voter ID back in the front of the media's faces, whereby they are forced to talk about it. Thank you very much. So now I think the American people are very wise into knowing how many times you need to present an ID, specifically after 9/11. You cannot get by in this country. You cannot take a plane. You cannot buy beer. You cannot cash a check. You cannot use your Costco card without an ID.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot pick up a prescription, you know, unless, of course, you have a sign-off. Like, if I pick up something for my mother, you know, I have to make sure that she calls in so I can pick it up for her. You know, there are a library card. I went to go get a library card here in Clark County, Nevada. I had to show my ID to get a library card.
No.
Okay.
It's silly. It's totally,
so silly.
Yeah, but it really is.
Beyond ID, Bill, and I've talked about voter fraud from the very beginning because I have contended, and I had an independent investigation here done in Las Vegas, Clark County specifically. I believe that Nevada was stolen. Because of our proximity to California, we had reports coming in that they were busing in people from California into Clark County, supposedly just working the polls. Yeah, right. Why do you need 9 buses for people to work the polls? We need to have a citizenship ID. We need to make sure that this voter ID simply isn't a driver's license, because what happens in many states is that illegal aliens have driver's licenses, and it's very hard to see the fact that they are not undocumented. The driver's licenses aren't green, or they aren't, you know, they don't have a star on them indicating that, no, these people aren't legal residents. They simply are just illegal alien drivers on our roads. So the voter ID needs to be something like a real ID, whereby it checks citizenship first, and that's the next steps that need to be taken.
Megan, why would you bus people in? I mean, why would the state allow people to be bused in from another state to, oh, really, to run, you know, the voting polling stations? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, our Secretary of State, when I presented our evidence to her, basically said it was her understanding that the buses were simply just for get out the vote efforts and to help with the polls. I said, well, did you ever verify that? Well, of course not.
Of course not. Well, that is the problem with this, because as you can imagine, as you found out, there's lots of logistics in manning, you know, to affect an election process and to, you know, get this. And, you know, there are some counties, there's some states that do a great job, and there's others that slack on this deal. And you cannot slack. I mean, whether it's Russian meddling, I mean, you got meddling domestically that's taking place. I mean, you know, I still, to me, I still cannot figure out why people, you know, think, you know, and, you know, Eric Holder, the former attorney general who looks in the camera and says there's never been, you know, a bad vote, voter fraud doesn't take place. And you go, well, explain to me then, you know, for example, in Pennsylvania, that, what was it, 58, 59 voting districts voted over 100% for Barack Obama. Not one vote. This was in, you know, the 2012 election. Not one vote for Mitt Romney. How is that possible without voter fraud? 59 districts, 100, and in some cases 120%, I think, was the highest. And they found out, of course, there were somehow that votes from dead people, you know, people who died Republican but rose to vote again as Democrats. It's a mystery to me.
Well, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which I have done work with, it's headed by J. Christian Adams. He used to be a DOJ lawyer and worked under Eric Holder and then quit. But he runs the foundation now. He has been really the harbinger on the Hill to talk about voter fraud in a variety of ways. And his organization uncovered, I think, 5,600 illegal aliens on the voter rolls in Virginia that had been there for four years and over a decade, I believe. And the state basically said, oh, it was a glitch. Yeah. You know, it's always a glitch.
Yes. It's a glitch that just keeps on glitching, you know. And
someone needs to scratch the glitch.
it's just so incredible. I mean, hey, did you get a chance to see Dinesh D'Souza's movie over the weekend?
Not yet. I'm going to go tomorrow.
You will love it. And we could talk for a long time about it, but I want you to see it first, and then we'll converse, okay?
Great.
You got it.
Good.
Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Have a great day.
You too.
Money. Money! Money! Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Philadelphia, where a veteran police officer who officials say was scheduled to start his vacation today is instead hospitalized in very critical condition, shot while attempting to serve a warrant at a home in the Germantown part of the city. The shooting occurred at 6 a.m. Two other people in the home, a man and a woman, were injured. They're also hospitalized in critical condition. For the second time in a week, a deadly earthquake hits the island of Lombok near Bali, Indonesia. Last week's quake killed 17. Sunday's quake, a 7.0 magnitude, killed at least 90 people.
We just felt really big, sort of shaking, and then the lights went off and everyone just ran.
It was like a truck passing by, but then it got really heavy and also the noise was crazy.
They were speaking to CBS News. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Live. Oh, what an awesome God we serve, huh? Wow. Fully knows us, sings songs over us, and has a purpose for all of us. It is another great day where his mercies are new every morning. Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Gerard Lomero is there, author, political analyst, expert on forecast models. Got lots to talk about. Author of many books, including his most recent, More Great News for America. Gerard, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a fantastic show that's loved across the country.
Hey, well, it's very kind of you to say that. I appreciate that. Hey, I want to talk about, you know, you did a great job in the forecast models for 2016. One of the few, I would say, that understood what was happening with this Trump wave and how he had tapped into the hearts and minds of Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman. Here we are looking square into the midterms, and it's deja vu one more time. The fake news media is claiming that there is a, the Democratic wave is going to shut down Republicans. It's going to be a runaway, but it... It just makes you wonder, again, are they just, are they missing the models? Because in light of all this success and how much America is winning right now under this administration, why would they? Why would they go with a socialist? Why would they go with a Democratic Party that is in shambles right now, trying to come up with a message other than we hate Trump?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that in their view, their ideology is right. I mean, they're not called elite for nothing. Mm-hmm. They're elite because they think they're elite, mm-hmm. not that they really are. And they really believe that, you know, socialism is the wave of the future. Mm-hmm. You know, they buy the old Karl Marx idea that it was inevitable that there would be socialism throughout the world. Of course, everywhere where it's tried, it's a disaster.
Exactly.
Economically, socially, morally, you know, you have associated with socialism all sorts of corruption with a government. Where you have big government, where you have socialism, you have people that are skirting morality to try to make a little money or try to keep a little illegitimately. Mm-hmm. But whatever, they are up against reality that they do not want to accept. And it's true of many people who face crisis in their life. They don't want to accept it. And for them, this is a crisis. People who want to run all of government, people who want a certain philosophy to prevail, when they're not getting it, when they're not convincing a majority of Americans, they see their end. You know, I predicted the end of the Democratic Party. I also predicted the end of the mainstream media as we've known it. And the mainstream media is changing. Editorial jobs are being laid off and eliminated. Buildings are actually shutting down in some cases of the mainstream media. And we could go down a list to show that their business model is broken because people aren't listening to them the way they used to.
Well, all you got to do is look at the newspapers today, Gerard. I mean, yep. When you and I were growing up, they were a lot thicker. I mean, they're like, I mean, they're so thin anymore. So that goes to show you that people, advertisers, aren't getting behind it. It is not the force anymore. People are turning away from it. When you and I were growing up, of course, even you talk about broadcast news, pretty much dominated by the three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, used to command 85% of the viewing audience. Now it's less than 50%, and it's going down even more because it's become, you know, less relevant in people's lives. And they're also fed up. People are fed up with people lying to them. What Donald Trump is talking about in terms of the fake news, you know, and everybody goes, well, you know, it's a war on the media, and they're all worried about, you know, the contention that's being brought on. Well, he's calling it for what it is, and he's in really helping to save, and you know, the media, because if they get their act together and start doing what they're supposed to do, which is to report on the issues of the government in our culture and to do it from an objective viewpoint, to document history. That is their value in our culture. And they've abandoned that for the sake of what to be, you know, some force of entertainment and to, you know, get into this political fray. We don't need any more political voices. We need people who can go in and take advantage of all these budgets that they have and the manpower to really go deep into the government to find out what's going on. You know, I just, over the weekend, did you get a chance to see Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Death of a Nation?
No, I haven't been to that yet.
You've got to see this. You've got to see this. I got to tell you, because I would say this, that the Democrats who are guilty of being involved with the Democratic ideology over the years. That just didn't happen. I mean, it's from day one you had, in a sense, this parallel force. You always have, you know, this tension that will take place when you have somebody that comes up with an idea like our founding fathers did. There were people saying, okay, what can I do to get my share out of this thing? And I got to hedge my bet. And so you have this antithetical force running parallel with this free concept, this free idea, the U.S. Constitution, all that it represents. You have this darker force, this deep state that we call it, that even existed back then, that was counter-opposed. And what Dinesh's movie brings out is the heart and soul of the Democratic Party and how they've been so good at propagandizing the people into really taking credit for things that the Republicans have done. I mean, this is all well documented and research. He's done an outstanding job on this. I would say a lot of there's probably a portion of Democrats who are not going to want to watch this because they can't buy into, because they're already, they're socialists, you know, to your point, which you were making earlier. I mean, they are devout socialists trying to operate in a country, a free market country, and most of us think that people are, you know, they're not that malignant, that, you know, they're well-meaning, and but you have to understand that socialism doesn't coincide and cohabitate very successfully with a constitutional republic. And in much the same way that I believe that people who have certain faith values that are not consistent with the U.S. Constitution, they cannot cohabitate. And this is the problem. And this is where America is coming to after all these years. Maybe this is the question, what Dinesh D'Souza can bring out for, you know, people here in America, is that you either are for this Constitution Republic and you vote and you do things consistent and true to that brand and identification, or you're not. And if you're not, then go find some other place in which you can express your ideas. And, you know, Venezuela, I think, needs help right now. I mean, they're a failing socialistic experiment. Another one in a long line of them. Hey, maybe, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders et al., you know, could go and save Venezuela.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would also eliminate the socialist problem here if they all left. You know, it's amazing, but socialism is really the antithesis of freedom.
Yes.
Socialism is all about control, control by the government. The freedom resides in the government. The elite have all the freedom to do what they want and dictate to others what they should want.
They own you. They own you. They own your property. They own your man hours. They own your creativity. This is what happens. I mean, it's all, it's a slow drawdown. And steady. And the thing that holds it at bay right now, thank God, is our U.S. Constitution, Gerard.
That's right. It was a brilliant document to give people freedom. It was a wonderful concept and idea, and it has become very fruitful for the world to have us, because we've produced so much wealth, so many ideas, so much innovation. We've donated so much to so many good causes when people are really desperate around the world. We've freed so many other people. We've been a wonderful country, and for them to condemn America is wrong.
Well, it's self-serving to their own end, and it's a scary end, especially historically when you look at what socialism does and how many people, literally, socialism has killed over the ages. This is Bill Martinez. Dr. Gerard Lomero continues with us right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Tell you, even the chains of the deep state can be easily broken if we're on the right side of of our responsibility and what God has planned for this great country, you know, for us. That's what's in front of us right now, and the choice is being made. We're visiting with Dr. Gerard Lomero, author of the book More Great News for America, and his website greatnewsforamerica.com. Dr. Lomero accurately and consistently predicted a Trump victory long before most pollsters and pundits gave Trump even a small chance of winning the presidential election. If you recall, going into that election, we heard numbers 90% Hillary, 70%, even the infamous Nate Silver, who hadn't missed, calling an election supposedly, was batting 1,000%, had overwhelmingly went with Hillary Clinton. And, of course, we knew what happened on that election night. And sadly, I say sadly, there are many, many Americans remain in shock to this day over the result of the 2016 election, and they're so deranged over it, they're coming up with a scenario that it had to be the Russians. And meanwhile, Gerard Vladimir Putin is just kind of laughing and saying, boy, I didn't realize I had this much power, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. But really what's going on is the people on the left, the Democrats and the radicals and all the others.
And all the progressives and everything, yes.
Yeah, they are ignoring the trends that are out there for people to see. People who study numbers, I love numbers. Mm-hmm. I love studying numbers. There are trends out there. There are certain things the American people are looking for. and they haven't been getting him from the political parties the way they've been constituted. And the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are in a state of change. The Democrats in the wrong direction, and the Republicans are becoming more and more conservative. And if you look at those trends say we're moving into, in fact, we have already started in, to a conservative era. We're going to have a conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court. Trump's newest appointee, Kavanaugh, will be confirmed in September and will take the seat in early October when the new term opens in the Supreme Court. We're going to get two more presidential appointments to the Supreme Court during this first term, most likely.
You think during the first term?
Yes, I predicted that in 2015.
Right.
That it would happen in this first term of a new, more conservative president. I think it's going to happen, and at that point, you're going to see all sorts of things overturned. In fact, you may also see concurrently the Ninth Circuit actually being broken up and creating two circuits in its place because it's too big, too slow. Cases take typically months and months, if not year, or more than a year to get through the Ninth Circuit, and then they come out with the wrong answers more than half the time, to be honest.
Exactly.
And they have to be overturned by the Supreme Court. But we are moving into that era. There are all sorts of supporting trends. By the way, the newest book, More Great News for America, I go into 8 new predictions. Remember in my previous book, I made 10 predictions, 9 or 9.5 of them out of 10 came true. Okay, if you want to look ahead to what's going to come true in the next year or so, More Great News for America not only gives you those trends, but also explains why.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, the left is not reading my books, because if they were, they would realize that what they're doing is digging a big hole for themselves. They're going to get increasingly meaningless by the American people.
Right.
I mean, less people are going to read the media, less people are going to listen to the politicians and their strange stories about how awful America is when it's just the opposite. And so this is what's happening. We are moving forward. American people are reigniting the DNA of America, which is for morality and government, freedom.
And it's these conservative values that are giving them hope again, that they're taking ground, that, President Obama had said, what is Donald Trump going to do about jobs? Are you going to wave some sort of wand? No, he's just going to take the shackles off and let this pent-up productivity express itself across this country with an America First attitude, and here it is. And to the point, Gerard, and of course, this is not being reported, spottingly it's reported, but the international community is excited that America is back in the fight. I mean, look what happened at, the NATO meeting. I mean, they couldn't call out Angela Merkel and took Donald Trump to come in and go, what are you doing? What are you making some deal with Russia for? You can trust Russia? I mean, based on you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. You're going to sell your soul to the Russians, and you're going to do all these billions of dollars to Russia and uphold them instead of, by the way, we've got plenty of fuel here that America can deliver to you. Why don't you spend billions with your allies instead of somebody who's an enemy I think you have sanctions against Russia right now, right? So how does that square up?
Right? Well, you're right about all of that. And I want to mention another thing, too, while we're on it. The economy. Our GDP right now is 4.1%, and do you know what the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta put out in their latest forecast for the current quarter? 5% GDP growth. 5% in the forecast.
Well, they must. That's interesting for them to pull that out, because I'm hearing that there's again some government naysayers. These are government officials, people that we're paying, are saying, hey, look, at all this is a blip. We'll be back at 2% here, lickety split. But
I don't
Donald
think
Trump
that's even close to being true.
I mean, how does that happen? I mean, it seems to me when these people come up and make these kind of statements, it's like in your business, Gerard. If you only got 3 out of 10 predictions, if you had blew it big time on the Trump momentum that was going on 2016 election, nobody would want to talk to you. I mean, look what happened to Dick Morris. After all the hard work that he'd been doing, what is he? He's in Siberia right now. I mean, he lost all kinds of credibility because he just couldn't He couldn't believe the numbers. And I think that, you know, probably what could very well come out later on down the road, because, you know, this country just doesn't want to deal with this, and that is the fix. The fix was in 2012. I don't care what anybody says. And it's only, I know it's opinion, it's gut, but I'm gut, you know, my gut is more right than wrong. And I'm telling you, that election against Mitt Romney with Barack Obama, the fix was in.
Well, I'll tell you, Romney didn't have much chance of winning, and he went on to lose, obviously. Trump, on the other hand, is someone who really wanted to change the country in the direction it should be growing, on constitutional foundation, obeying the law, the rule of law, having people with freedom to create new businesses, free enterprise. Look at the regulations he's cut and continues to cut dramatically across the board.
Well, back to the original premise, Gerard, is that people could own stuff. They could own their own businesses. Barack Obama, with all the regulations, the EPA, IRS, everything, they choked all that off. And then Donald Trump comes in and says, hey, look it, we're churning. He said on that day of his inauguration in his speech that some said was so dark, but what he said that I heard loud and clear was, today America is going back into the hands of the people who own this country. We, the people, it is back in their hands. Boy, I'll tell you, that's something you can believe in, and he continues to prove himself. Look what's going on with Black America. He went to Black America, said, hey, give me a chance. Went to Hispanics, said, give me a chance. What do you got to lose? Here you had this minority president was going to do all these changes. He gave you a phone. He gave you a messed up health care system and more welfare. And how do you like him now?
That's absolutely right. And you know what? He's gaining support from most unusual places, from identity, identity political groups that are breaking apart. They're fragmenting. They always voted for Democrats. Now they're supporting him. He is accelerating in his support in recent months. He has gained another 7% among Black Americans. Up now to almost 33%.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
What's happening with women? That's the big thing now, is that the progressives are saying, we own the women. You know, we've got the women. And they're supposedly turning them. What's the reality on the demographics of women supporting Trump?
Well, actually, they like them. They kind of like a nice economy. They are in the best space they've been in for jobs in decades. Or more.
Yes.
They really like the fact that he is a strong leader and he's moving us in the right country, in the right direction. And they also like the idea that he's for law and order, because they feel a little safer at night.
Yeah, without a doubt. National security, a big deal. No question, the economy, things that reflect positively on the families of America, that gets the hearts of women in America. Now, listen to the subtlety of what's going on with the Democratic Party. They're saying, look, if they take over, there's going to be more women in key positions in the new Congress if Democrats take over. So they're already throwing that out as a hope to, you know, get more women, you know, behind this. But so you have more women leaders if that's, you know, which is kind of a muse anyway, because you know, with the Democrats, who controls that party? It's Nancy Pelosi.
Well, you know what, there is no blue wave, there is no blue trickle, there is no blue dots. They're losing in November.
I tell you, and that's my gut, but you know the numbers, and you've been successful in checking those out, so we'll continue to stay in touch and monitor those numbers as they evolve. Dr. Gerard Lomero on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Gerard.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand.